Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm John Sears. Tonight on Sound On.
Blah, 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 blah. Wrap it up. Let's go. Big show. Roll the open, please. It's late. Let's get it going. Let's get this thing going. Let's start it. Roll it. Roll.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Keith Murphy alongside John Sears, and it is the post-Cyhawk men's basketball game Sound Off. It's usually a spirited night.
Usually, yeah. I think both teams coming off that game feel pretty good. It was a good game.
Didn't expect to say that Iowa would feel good coming off the Cyhawk basketball game if Iowa didn't win, but a lot changed in a couple of weeks. The hot topic, 515-282-9010, both Iowa and Iowa State won easily on Cyhawk Hangover Sunday, but it's the game Thursday that has people still talking. It was a good one, with the Cyclones taking bragging rights in men's basketball 84-78.
Lindell Wigginton looked like the most talented player on the floor, and he's just a freshman. Hawkeyes haven't won a regular season game at Hilton Coliseum in 16 years. At least they didn't blow a 20-point lead again this year. 515-282-9010 to sound off with your thoughts on either team, Iowa, Iowa State, and the big game.
Peter Jok, we owe you an apology. Jok isn't just missed by Iowa basketball. He's sorely missed. Jok led the Big Ten in scoring, made first-team all-conference, and hit 92% of his free throws, yet somehow Iowa was going to be just fine without him. Some fans said, better off. Believe me, I heard it so often on talk radio shows and read it so frequently in tweets, posts, and emails, I nearly joined groupthink. Jok doesn't play defense, shoots too much, lacks fire. Iowa looks better when he's off the court. How's that working out? Jok could flat out shoot, stop big runs, and all the attention he drew made it easier for everyone else, especially Jordan Bohannon. Now there's no sharpshooter to create space, and Bohannon's not ready to break guys down. Jok did not get emotional at senior day, but it's not because he's aloof. It's because he has real-world perspective. If you had escaped war-torn Sudan after the murder of your father, you'd think of games differently too. Basketball is important, but it's not food and safety. Jok cares. He and his pal George Niang just had a friendly wager on the Cyhawk game. Niang won, but both donated $1,000 to local children's hospitals. Peter Jok, you are missed.
Oh, that he is, Keith. Okay, well, the good news is Iowa ended the losing streak today against Southern. The bad news, the start to this season is the worst since Todd Licklider's last. Let's face it, this team is playing for the NIT, and right now, they're on the bubble. It's sad saying that only 11 games in, but that's reality. It's no longer early in the season. You can toss that excuse out the window. Now, Iowa is young, but outside of the true freshmen, all these guys have experience, some more than others. The early season disarray is hard to explain because this team has been together all summer, they traveled to Europe, and had extra practices. Something is missing. Many fans think Fran McCaffrey should be on the hot seat. I don't. Now, if they have a losing record this year and follow up with another next, then yes, the seat will be getting warm. The main factor that helps Fran is what the program was like before he took over. Todd Licklider was a nice guy, but he's arguably the worst coach in Iowa sports history, and he came after Steve Alford. The program was in ruins when McCaffrey took over. He turned it around and deserves credit for reeling it out of the abyss. Everything accomplished under Fran has been golden compared to Licklider. But this is Fran's eighth season. They've made three NCAA tournaments, two if you don't count the play-in game. If McCaffrey had taken over for a successful coach that, say, moved on to a better job, how would Fran's tenure be viewed? Probably not the same way. The Licklider era reminds us it can always be worse, a lot worse. And the next 2 years, Fran has two more top 50 recruits coming in. One is his son, Patrick. This season is not over. Iowa will pull off some upsets in the Big Ten, but so far, it's been the most disappointing under McCaffrey.
Either of those two top 50 recruits play point guard, because that's where it's weak. This position has been under-recruited, and the transfer of Christian Williams maybe was more impactful than we realized.
Yeah, and I think that's an easy crutch to lay on too because of the struggles, but he didn't do a ton last year.
No, he didn't.
So he would certainly add something this year, some length and some defense, but we have to remember, Jordan Bohannon played point guard almost all last season, but he had a guy named Peter Jock that could shoot the rock when he got to him.
Made a big difference, yeah. More of a difference than many of us realized. Let's get it started with our man Les in Ames with some thoughts on what he saw Thursday night in what I thought was an entertaining Cy-Hawk game that goes Iowa State's way at Hilton again. Les, what did you think?
Hey, what's up, guys? It was a plum pleasing pleasure to be on the sidelines for this game. It was everything you could ask for Cyclo Nation. The crowd was sold out. On the court, I was really well. Nick Weiler-Babb, you know, took care of business. Cameron Lard, just looking at that crowd, Cameron Lard looked good. I'm really excited. Donovan Jackson, everybody contributed to that win. I saw Iowa State play tonight against Alcorn State, and it was a good game. I think Iowa State has some good guys, some young guys, and it's going to be hot, guys.
Nice to hear from you, Les. Yeah, the little bit of a hangover tonight, I think,
for both teams
started emotionally.
Off a little slow, yeah.
But Iowa State makes it seven straight wins. Jordan is in Beaverdale. Jordan, your thoughts on the Cy-Hawk game?
Diehard Iowa State fan, love you guys. Props. I don't think they used their height to what they could have. They are way bigger guys and did not use the height. But also, second point, really very, very excited about Wigginton. He's an amazing freshman, and I am really excited to what he can do for the Cyclones. Go Cyclones!
All right, yeah, Wigginton was the most exciting player on the floor.
If you tell me in the Cy-Hawk game that Iowa out-rebounds Iowa State by like 22,
yeah,
you think, man, Iowa dominated.
But 18 turnovers,
they missed a lot of free throws, and Iowa State always had an answer. Wigginton was huge from behind the arc. And Weiler-Babb, I've said this before, I think he's one of the biggest turnaround stories I've ever heard of. I mean, he was a decent player last year, good role player off the bench, but now, he is starting point guard and putting up crazy good numbers for Iowa State. I never saw that coming.
Props to Prohm for finding the right fit. Sometimes
when Wigginton was supposed to be the point guard.
Right, you have to figure out how the pieces work, and it seems like Iowa State has. It's early. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. The Tiny Ref judges, Michael in Des Moines says, former Cyclone basketball player Paul Shirley looks like former NFL quarterback Matt Leiner. Tiny Ref?
Which one is Shirley, Mike? Jeez.
Shirley told us on our radio show this week that he gets mistaken for Matt Leiner all the time. You can see why. Greg in Marshalltown says, Hawkeye basketball player Luca Garza looks like Sam the Eagle. Tiny Ref? Oh, come on, Tiny Ref. Garza flew high today.
So weather is looking pretty decent on Memorial Day. Don't cancel your outdoor plans.
All right, good advice.
Thanks, Ed.
Mm-hmm. So sports is up next.
Coming up. And
where's Keith?
What the crap, Peter?
I thought you said I couldn't play defense.
I said shooting is your strength.
How about that defense right now?
All right.
No, sir.
I liked it better when you were known for your shooting.
Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Cy Hip Hop writes, Barkley had a great season, scored a bunch of touchdowns. I admit that doesn't mean it's more impressive than the number of things Lanning did for ISU. Some people upset, I think they should be, that Joel Lanning did not win the award that goes to the most versatile
player. The Horning Award, yeah.
Yeah, the Horning Award. Not the best player, not the best running back, but the most versatile player. Although Barkley certainly is a great football player.
Brett writes, what's so hard to understand about a guy who rushed through, received, and returned kicks for touchdowns? Are we just counting who played the most positions should win? Should Barkley have kicked field goals?
Yeah, I think it is, like all things, this broke down along fan rivalry lines,
for sure.
How people thought about this. But I didn't see it in any way as a knock on Barkley. He's deserving of the award. You just had something unique this year in that you had a guy who was playing meaningful snaps at quarterback, also starting at linebacker and playing special teams.
Don't see that very often.
No, you don't see that. All right, Andy is on vacation this week. He's back tomorrow, but that means we have more time for your calls, so we'll get some more in at 282-9010. Let's get it started with Dodger Denny, who takes us back to the Cy-Hawk basketball game, an exciting game won by Iowa State. Dodger Denny, what did you think?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Denny.
What's up?
Well, I thought that was a great game. Thursday, I listened to the game tonight. I wanted to say congratulations to the boys. And I heard that Kansas got beat tonight, too. So that's a big win for Iowa State just because they're in their conference. And that's all I want to say. Thanks a lot, guys, and go Cyclones.
All right, thanks, Danny.
And talk about coming up next Saturday, the Hy-Vee Classic. That game a little more interesting. I mean, you and I, Iowa State, that's a big game. I don't think we saw coming, 3 weeks ago.
There's pressure on Iowa now.
You and I is much better than I thought. Iowa State's much better. And Iowa not playing as well. Drake playing better than I thought.
Every Panther fan I know thinks you and I is the best basketball team in the state.
Oh, yeah.
And a chance to take a big step in proving it by beating Iowa State. But Iowa State's won 7 in a row, as you know. Jim and Ankeny with some bowl talk tonight. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
What's up, Jim?
What do you think, Jim?
Am I on live?
You're on.
You are live. Barely.
Okay. Wow, this is crazy. Well, first, can I give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Carrie Carpenter? She's a great sandwich artist.
Well,
I love her.
Well, we love sandwich artists.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure. Hang on, John. Should we let him? Can he give the shout out, or do we need to vote on
that? Well,
I think
first, he said a shootout.
A shootout.
He wanted to give a shootout.
A shootout?
To his girlfriend.
It's multiple shout outs, right?
I don't even know. Isn't there shootout? Like a shootout?
We digress. Anyway.
Okay.
And then
Hawkeye Bowl game. What do you think?
I just like the Hawkeyes, and I think they're great.
So sandwich artists and the Hawkeyes. A couple of things making it a Merry Christmas.
And, can you tell your mother I said hi?
This is a heartfelt call.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed here.
I am too.
I feel the for the girlfriend. I feel the love for the Hawkeyes.
Was it mother or brother?
Mother, brother. Who at this point, does it matter?
Not really. Christmas lights are wonderful. Except when they make Who's in Your Five. That's next, plus more live calls. And will Iowa or Iowa State make the tournament? The tournament? Is you and I the best team in the state? What do you think? 515-282-9010 and enjoy these beautiful, shiny lights.
Shootout!
You can like us on Facebook if you choose. It's Sound Off Nation. Kyle writes, both teams have some strengths, but their weaknesses are glaring. Iowa can't defend and cannot take care of the ball. Iowa State can't rebound at all. I'm not sure that either one are going to get better at those things.
We hope. Jason writes, Iowa State is young. They're going to make their fair share of mistakes and errors, but they're very talented. Once they gel and learn to play as a team, watch out. They're going to surprise some teams as they get deeper into the season.
Who's in your five? Christmas season is here, but these are five holiday bummers. Number five, untangling lights. Ooh. For all that is holy, this is awful. The way I wrestled today, Tom Brands might recruit me.
That's rough.
Number four, weight gain. I put on a good 5 to 10 pounds this month, and that's even without daily happening sending the world's greatest popcorn this year.
And the month's not over.
Yeah, more on that popcorn later. Number three, eggnog diarrhea.
What?
Oh, man.
I don't even drink eggnog. What is I don't want to know about this. This is disgusting.
Only thing worse than eggnog is an eggnog mudslide. Hashtag egg.
You drink that stuff?
Hashtag eggnog mudslide.
If that happens, why do you keep drinking it?
Number two.
Why is he going butt like that?
Number two, going broke buying presents. Every year I think we'll spend less, and every year we spend more, John. And it's just way too much. But the number one worst thing about the holiday season, hands down, is we have to hear the song Christmas Shoes. We may even have to see the video. This is the most manipulative, ridiculous Christmas song in history. The kid is out buying shoes for his dying mom. She would rather spend quality time with her son.
Why does she need shoes at the end of her life?
Jeez, that photo with the eggnog mudslide. Let's hope that gets trending.
Are you drinking? You're going to drink eggnog this year again?
Yeah, I am. It's worth it. Paul in West Des Moines.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Paul, what do you think of the Hawkeyes this year? What do you expect?
Well, I have a hard time understanding the Hawkeyes because everybody in Iowa thinks that they're really good. But when you get outside the state, nobody thinks they're good at all.
I don't think many people in the state think they're very good right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not talking football in general.
Oh, you're on football. I'm sorry. We thought you were talking about basketball. Yeah, well, it's a above mediocre season, but it was a 7-5 season and headed to the Pinstripe Bowl. That's certainly not going to be confused with one of the 5 top 10 finishes that Iowa has had in the past 20 years.
Yeah, but who have they played? Is my question. They don't play anybody.
Well, they crushed Ohio State.
They beat Ohio State. Sure, I'll give you that.
That's a big one.
They beat Ohio State, but who else did they beat?
They beat Iowa State.
And Illinois and Indiana and Purdue.
And they beat Nebraska, yeah.
They didn't beat Purdue.
They beat Nebraska. That's a huge win.
Well, it's not a banner season.
Are you arguing that it was not a good season? I don't think anybody's disagreeing with you. It was an average season.
Yeah, 7-5.
No. I'm saying it was an Iowa season. Iowa is a 7-5 team every year.
That's not true.
They went 12-0 2 years ago.
Iowa has finished in the top 10.
Yes, they went 12-0 because they played nobody.
Listen, Iowa has finished in the top 10 at the end of the season 5 times under Kirk Ferentz. That's in the past 19 years. 5 times top 10 at the end of the year. Those are not average seasons.
It's an average season. And what you're missing to understand is nobody outside the state of Iowa gives a darn about Iowa.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. We live in Iowa, so we do care. So, sorry you don't, but we do care. We think that, the bowl games for 7-5 teams are worth covering. We'll have more on that in just a moment. When we return, John and I face off on several topics, including the ugly conversation in Forest City that led to 2 people being fired. It has nothing
One
to
of them
do
them
with
not Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, nothing to do with Kirk Ferentz. You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Fran McCaffrey was the only coach who'd take the Iowa job after the worst era in Hawkeye hoops. He rebuilds programs. He's done that with Iowa. It's year 8 now, and the rebuild is over. His ridiculous foul rule, baffling lineups, lack of timeouts, no defense, and horrific guard recruiting are tiring and overdone. Iowa needs to move on. Ryan in Adel.
All right. Time for more topics. We call it face-off. Last week, radio station KIOW fired the voice of Forest City Athletics, Orrin Harris, and producer Holly Jane Cusero-Smith. The two had a conversation that could be heard on a video stream of a game between Forest City and Eagle Grove. During warm-ups, Harris noted Eagle Grove has many, quote, Espanol people, called them foreigners, and suggested they go back where they came from. Harris has apologized and says this exchange doesn't reflect who he is.
It is who he is, but he's hardly alone in that kind of thinking. Harris is far from the only person in America right now pushing back against people who don't look like him. He does not appear Native American, so he too is here because some relative came to America looking for a better life. Hopefully, with reflection, this helps Harris and others become more accepting. None of us is perfect. We all have blind spots.
This received national attention and made rural Iowa look bad, which isn't fair.
No, it's not fair, John. Forest City has many open-minded people, and Eagle Grove has Nicholas Padilla. Padilla was one of the kids disparaged, but he publicly wrote of pride and heritage, forgiveness of Mr. Harris, and acceptance of the apology. That's grace.
Yeah, maybe some good will come of this.
Let's hope.
The state's number one football recruit, Dowling's John Wagner, picks Iowa.
You watched him many times, John. What do you think?
Good player, lots of potential, has the frame to be a dominating defensive end. The Hawkeyes have a lot of DNs returning, so I bet he redshirts to get stronger and quicker off the edge. Jamie Pollard says the Liberty Bowl is sold out. You know Cyclone fans will represent.
And they're needed because it's a home game for a talented Memphis team. Many bowls are mostly empty, so this should be fun for Cyclone fans.
Meantime, Iowa has sold just over 1,000 tickets to the Pinstripe Bowl. I'm not surprised, you?
Not at all. It's cold, expensive, and fans wanted Nashville.
Yeah.
I do think there are enough Iowa alums in the New York City area to put some black and gold in the stands.
So I'm still going?
Don't forget your parka. Okay. Over, under. Our expectations of the basketball season, overrated Hawkeyes basketball.
Underrated Cyclones basketball, 7 in a row.
All right. It is almost, we're going to take one more call for Mary in Altoona here as we get down. Oh.
All right, 1 minute. Keep it short, sweet, and to the beat.
Mary, short, sweet, and to the beat, says the tiny ref.
Okay. I thought Fran McCaffrey's son was awesome as point guard. I think he's exactly what we need. He's fast. He doesn't think about his own shot. What he does is look for the team. He passes the ball quick. He makes good decisions. I think if we started him and Bohannon was the off guard, because he's more into shooting, and we need a point guard that leads the team, and I thought he was fantastic today. I've never seen the team with such quick passing, and I just think that would be a big answer to our problem.
Mary, thank you for your call. You're right, Bohannon needs to come off screens and shoot, and that would help. Weak competition today, but how did Connor McCaffrey look?
Played really well in his first game. I think he had 4 or 5 assists, and I mentioned this to you. I think down the line, it'll be interesting to see if Fran goes with either Maishi Daly or Connor McCaffrey at the point and let Jordan run the two, because that could be a switch you see down the road if one of those guys can get comfortable in that point guard spot.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off, and it comes from Christmas gift giving.
Yeah, Kendra Daly of Daily Happenings usually sends the most addictive tin of delicious popcorn known to man.
Yeah, from Here's What's Poppin' in Cedar Falls, but this year Kendra mixed it up and it did not go over well.
No.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's happening, Mark?
The Christmas present from Kendra is here.
Popcorn usually doesn't show up in a box.
Yeah, no popcorn.
Are you Popcorn doesn't come in a box, I thought.
No popcorn this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No popcorn.
Jeez, oh no, it's the egg. It's the eggnog mudslide.
Oh, God, eggnog's terrible.